We're learning Mitzvot of Ravadi Yosef. We're in Tfilat Shabbat Chavedat tonight, Chelek Dalet, Siman Yud. And he has, the question he's asked is, I'll read you the question. There's a minhag in some shuls in Yerushalayim, shekasher yesh b'Shabbat simcha shel chatan u'bal brit u'bar mitzvah, when there's a simcha, so when the chatan gets up, when the chazan, gets up to Birkat Kohanim, instead of the chazan doing Birkat Kohanim, they get a second guy to do the Birkat Kohanim in a more melodious, nicer way. Is that okay? So my question is, why not get the second guy to be the chazan and end the story? Lo dea, okay. That's all he knows. Weird thing. But is that okay? Or sometimes we'll have two chazanim. This happened. What if you have two chazanim? Can they switch off? Or but that's not his question, but we had that question once here. So I said no. So let's see if I was right. So why does the chazan say the yivarechecha part? Meaning, it's Birkat Kohanim. The Kohen should say Yivarechecha Mishmecha. Why does the Chazan say it? So right, so I always thought it so I don't get confused. So there's the Midrash Rabbah. The Midrash Rabbah says like Shiloh. It says, Kod Baruch Hu B'nei Shal Amor Lahem. Amor Lahem, Milamed Shachazan Omer Lahem Kol Dibu V'Dibu. I thought Amor Lahem, Rashi there says, teach them. This is what they should say. The Midrash says, no. The Chazan has to say each word, and they repeat. And the Tosfot say, oh, some people say he shouldn't do it. Some people want to ask, he shouldn't do it. Think about it for a minute. It's very strange. The fact that we do Birkat Kohanim in Chazarat Ashas is strange. It's Tfilah. What are you doing Brachot now? And then, that the Chazan says it is even stranger. It has not, meaning, the Chazan's in the middle of reciting Amidah. And then you can say, well, take a break, say Amidah. It's weird. At least the Kohanim aren't in the middle of reciting the Amidah. But, okay, Tosfot says no. Based on this Midrash, we do it. And the Rambam writes, "Shliach tibul machret according milah me milah ve'emonim acharav shneimar amor lahem." Okay, why though? Why? Why do you need this? I answered the pasuk. So I always thought it was so I don't get confused. Rabbeinu Bechaye quotes, no. Rabbeinu Bechaye says, and he has another sefer. He has called a kliyakar. So he says, "Hachazan u'bchinat sarsur moshech shefa tino mimkol abrachot elyonot." You need a chazan to bring the shefa down. The bracha from Shemaim, sheyachul rosh hakohen tchila, kedei shebchinat kli maleh berkat Hashem, ulachar miken, kshehakohen mevarech et Yisrael, harei hu kemorik mikli maleh kli rikan. The chazan, by saying the bracha, also, by saying the words, also accomplishes something. I always thought the chazan is just saying it so they know. No. When the chazan says it, he sort of blesses, he gets the kohen, he brings something, he makes the kohen ready to give the bracha. Meaning, through the Olamot Elyonim, the Kohen now becomes ready, and then the Kohen is able to give the bracha. Because you can't give bracha from nothing, the bracha has to be on the Kohen first, and then the Kohen can give the bracha.
They used to tell the Kohen to go out.
Some shoes. I saw this. Not here. Okay. I have enough problems. No. The Kohen, if it's Birkat Kohanim, he needs to be here. He needs to step up, otherwise he violates Nisur. He needs to step up. So he says, okay, based on Rabbeinu Bechai, there's this idea that the Chazan accomplishes something. So now I understand, because, okay, once Chazal said you have to do Birkat Kohanim in the middle of the Amidah, it's not just the Kohen who has to do it. You need the Chazan to say it, otherwise the Kohen cannot do it. Ravadi points out in the footnote, if that's true, that's going to answer a fundamental machloket between the Rambam and the Ran. The Rambam writes, that the Chazan doesn't say the word Yivarechecha. He says, he's Makri, Hashem Beishmerecha. Why? Because the Kohanim will say, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hashem Kedushato Shel Aharon, V'tzivanu L'Rechemo Yisrael Be'ahava, Yivarechecha. The Chazan takes off from there. The Chazan doesn't say Yivarechecha. Why? The Rambam thinks the whole point is so they don't get confused. No one's getting confused. Meaning you say, Hashem, was I with Bracha? Was I in the middle of? Was it the first, the second, the third? Yivarecha is the first word. It's not hard to do. So the Rambam says, Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Chazan does not say Yivarechecha. The Ran and the Torah disagree. And the Ramah writes, the Ashkenazim, they all do it. We do it. Not all Sfaradim do it. Some Sfaradim don't. In some Sfaradic shuls, the Chazan does not say Yivarechecha. The Knesset HaGdolah says, but wait, based on this Rabbeinu Bechayim, that the Chazan, when he says the Bracha, primes the Kohanim. Now they're full of bracha because the Chazan was mivarech them. Then once they're mivarechim, they can mivarech. You have to say mivarechecha also. And in fact, the Ben Yishai writes in Baghdad, it's in Tshuvah and Rav Talim, that the minhag in Baghdad was not to say it, the Chazan would not say it, and he changed it. He changed it based on his Rabbeinu B'chaye, that the Chazan should say Yivarechecha first, and then the Kohanim should respond. And also, because otherwise what's going to happen? You miss out on answering the Amen to the Bracha, because they go right into the Yivarechecha. So to get the Amen, and to get the Rabbeinu B'chaye, so the Ben Yishai changed. Okay, fine. Can someone else do it, though? Does it have to be the Chazan? Or can it be someone else? So there's a tshuva to the Geonim, right after the Gemara, who says, yeah, they used to do that. When the Chazan would get tired, that's when the Chazan all of a sudden gets tired in the middle of the show, okay, it's not that long, they would have somebody else come and do it. Not that it's so hard to do, I don't, right. That would be the minhag that they would do it. The Maaseh Abraham, right, that was the minhag in Portugal, that they would do it all the time. Why? Because we all know the minhag, when there's a simcha, you're allowed to. So they said, if there's a simcha, you're allowed to, so then you're allowed to. What's the difference? Why all of a sudden there's a simcha, you change the rules? If it's okay when there's a simcha, it's okay when there's no simcha. The Maaseh Abraham himself says, no, maybe only when there's a simcha, but Rav Avadya's like, no. If it's okay, it's okay. If it's something you're allowed to do, it's something you're allowed to do. And we'll get there in a second. But that's different, because then the Chazan... hold on one second. Let me just finish the point, and then we'll get to the Ofer's point. Right? And Sefer Yehiyahu, on the Tshuva HaGaonim, he says, yeah, practically, what they... He quotes a minhag, that on Yamim Noraim, the rabbi would do it. Why? Because if you hold, like the Rabbeinu B'chaye, that the Chazan is Mevarech the Kohanim, and then the Kohanim Mevarech the Am, so you want the rabbi to Mevarech the Kohanim first. We don't need that. So, the problem is that Rav Chaim Falaji disagrees. Rav Chaim Falaji says, no. Rav Chaim Falaji says, you're not allowed to... Where did he come up with this? Where did he get this idea? Tell me it's the minhag, but it's wrong. How do I know? He says, how do I know? Because let's say the Chazan is a coin. Now what? Let's say the Chazan's a coin. So he can't be makrei. So what does he do? Let's say he's the only coin. So what do? So he has to do Birkat Kohanim. Our practice is that if there are other Kohanim, then the Chazan does not do Birkat Kohanim. However, if the Chazan's the only Kohen, he needs to do Birkat Kohanim. So now what? So you have somebody else be Makre. You have somebody else be Makre. So Ofer said, you see that somebody else can be Makre. But in that case, it's different. Because then the Chazan, normally the Chazan isn't saying the words. Here he is. But you know what the Tour quotes. The Tour quotes the Maharam in Rutenberg, who says, in that case, where the Chazan is the Kohen and he's doing Birkat Kohanim, the Makre, you know what the Makre has to do? From the beginning of the Chazara, he has to mechaven libo word for word with the Chazan. As if he's the Chazan. He has to be ready, listening to each word as if he's the Chazan. Otherwise, you can't be Makre. You can only be Makre if he follows word for word that he's the Chazan. The Beit Yosef says, it gets worse. The Beit Yosef says, okay, what about after? So you're going to be the Makre. You sat there next to the Chazan word for word. Chazan goes, does Birkat Kohanim, you're Makre. What about Sim Shalom? What about Sim Shalom? So again, does the Makre, who paid attention to the whole Amidah, and now did the Birkat Kohanim for the Chazan, does he have to pay attention to Sim Shalom? The Beit Yosef says, yes! He needs to still pay attention word for word to Sim Shalom. Why? Because it's part of Tfilah. It needs to be the Chazan who does the whole thing. The Chazan needs to do it. No, it's separate. It's separate. But if the Makre has to pay attention to word for word before, the Beit Yosef says he has to pay attention word for word after. Because it has to be someone who's b'chinat the Chazan. Someone who's saying, either saying all the words, or saying word for word with the Chazan. We're not going to follow that. But if that's true, Rav Chaim Falaji says, you see that only if he does it, it's okay.
There's two situations. He says, first, when the Kohen, when the Chazan is Kohen, and there's other Kohanim, then
yeah.
The situation. Then the last situation, there's no other Kohanim, and the Chazan is also there, and the Kohen is also the Chazan.
Correct.
So
the reason that it's not two is as follows. The Shulchan Aruch says they're both the same. We don't do that.
No,
because the Shulchan Aruch says whether the Chazan's the only Kohen or he's the tenth Kohen, he does it. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if the Chazan's a Kohen, he does Birkat Kohanim. It doesn't matter how many Kohanim there are. We don't do that. We only do it when there's no other Kohanim. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, the strict reading of the Shulchan Aruch, the Chazan would do it also. The Chazan would do it, even if he's not the only one. So that's why the proof works both ways. According to some poskim, no. He gets up, walks over here, and walks back. It's machlokas. Correct. Correct. It's a machloket poskim. My point is just, it's a machloket poskim. But according to Shulchan Aruch, even if he's not the only kohen, he does it. So Shulchan Aruch says, yeah. But the Beit Yosef says, but the makre himself has to be participating word for word.
Why?
Because he, why? No, he is. If you're listening word for word, you're like the Chazan. You become the Chazan. You become like you're saying it with the Chazan together. Nah, we don't have to listen word for word. Kavanah latzit. We just answer him in. We're just sitting casually. He has to do word for word. So Chaim Falaji says, no, you see the Maharam said no. Rav Avadya found another Maharam who says, not like that. We end up not following that. That's not the halacha. And therefore, he says it's acceptable. It's acceptable to have somebody else. The question we had once was, can you have two people? Can you have two people? Alternating. One says, Yivarechicha. One says, Asher. So that I thought, no. That I thought, no. So if it was, my thinking was as follows. It's either the Chazan or somebody else. Right? Either the Chazan or somebody else. Why? When the Chazan says it, we said it's not a hefsek. Why? Because he's doing the Rabbeinu B'chayim. He's participating in the Birkat Kohanim. And that's why it's not a hefsek. And if somebody else does it, it's not a hefsek, certainly. But if the Chazan only says every second word, he only says Yivarecha and Yishmerecha because somebody else said Hashem, he's not doing either one. He's not doing the Rabbeinu B'chayim, and he's just making it. So that I thought was a problem. You want to have a second person do it, you can have a second person do it. But to do a tag team, that you're not allowed. So one case where he's not sharing is not caring. In this case, either the Chazan does the whole thing, or the second guy does the whole thing. You have a choir do the whole thing. I don't really care. But it shouldn't be alternating one between them.